So now mycology. So all fungi have chitin in the cell wall and ergosterol in the cell membrane. Okay, exception is pneumocystis jerovici, which does not have ergosterol in the cell membrane. Then groups based on morpho. So we have four things. We have yeast like molds, and dimorphic. Okay, so yeast, they are unicellular and they reproduce by budding. Example is Cryptococcus and Saccharomyces are the traditional yeast. Then yeast like they also exist in the yeast form, but whenever they bud, these buds fail to separate and they form something called the pseudo hyphae. Example is Candida and Malassezia furfur and Trichosporon. So Candida, Malassezia and Trichosporon are yeast like. Then molds are existing as hyphae. Okay, so and these hyphae, a bunch of hyphae is known as mycelium. So these hyphae are of two types, of three types rather. We have aseptate. Okay, so aseptate, also known as cenocytic, they have broad and ribbon like hyphae, and they are seen in deuteromycetes, right, like zygomycetes and rhizopus, okay. Then mucor. Then septate molds. Okay, these septate molds are of two types. They are either black or they are white. Black means they have melanin. These are called pheoid or dimatiaceous septate molds, whereas the white ones are the hyaline septate molds. Examples of dematiaceous or the black ones which have melanin is mace, so MACE, Madurella, Alternaria, Curvularia, Exophiala, and also Piedre. Whereas hyaline molds are Aspergillus, Penicillium, Fusarium, and all the dermatophytes. And then we have dimorphic fungi, which in heat exist as yeast and in cold exist as molds. Okay, so there are six examples, which are Histoplasma, Blastomycosis, Coccidioides, Paracoccidioides, then Sporothrix Schenkii, and Penicillium Marnifi. Then reproduction. So it is both sexual as well as asexual. Sexual, there are three types of spores: ascospores, basidiospores, and zygospores. So, and where there are no sexual spores or where there is only asexual reproduction, they are called deuteromycetes or fungi imperfecta. And asexual reproduction is when they exist in the imperfect state, and in this case they form spores. Okay, so based on the shape, again there are asexual reproduction is of different types. So in yeast and yeast like fungi, there are blastospores which are round. Then in aseptate molds, there are sporangiospores. In septate molds, we have arthrospores. And in Candida, albicans and dublinensis, there are chlamydospores. And these chlamydospores are formed in nutritionally deficient medium. Then stains for fungi. Best fungal stain is Gomori's methinamine silver, where they appear black. Then they are stained by a pass or periodic acid shift as magenta colored fungi. Fluorescent dye is calcofluor white, which is staining the chitin. For Cryptococcus, we do negative staining using India ink or Nigrosil. And for cryptococcal tissue section, we can use Alcyon blue or Mucicarmine. And apart from this, we can also perform wet mount in KOH, which is used for superficial fungal infection. Okay, like when we have skin, hair and nail, to dissolve the keratin we use KOH. And LPCB mount, which is used to study the morpho, and here the fungi, they appear blue in color. Then culture medium is SDA or Saberode's dextrose agar. The pH is 5.4, which is 2 less than the normal body pH, that is 2 minus 7.5. 7.4 minus 2. And apart from this, cyclohexamide will inhibit saprophytic fungi, so it will be selective for pathogenic fungi. And we can add gentamicin or chloramphenicol to inhibit bacteria. So now we begin with the superficial mycosis. The first example which we talk about is Piedra, which is an infection of the hair shaft. Piedra is of two types. We have white Piedra and we have black Piedra. Okay, white Piedra is caused by Trichosporon bigeli. We can remember this by the fact that beige is a sort of creamy white color, right? So Trichosporon bigeli will cause white Piedra. Then the clinical feature in both, in white Piedra we see white nodules on the hair shaft, in black Piedra we see hard brown nodules along the hair shaft. Okay, and the most common site of white Piedra is pubic hair, the most common site of black Piedra is scalp hair. To treat white Piedra and black Piedra, we have to remove the affected hair, and for white we have to give azoles, okay, and for black we have to give terbinafine. Okay, so the word terbinafine contains the letter B and that stands for black Piedra. Okay, next we talk about pitriasis versicolor, rotinia versicolor. Okay, now this is caused by Malassezia furfur or Malassezia globosa, which normally are commensals. Okay, and whenever the conditions are humid, this Malassezia on the skin, they infect the stratum corneum and they form hypo or hyperpigmented or erythematous macules. Okay, so they form macules which are either dark, which are light, or which are red in color. Okay, and they are surrounded by scales. Okay, and most commonly it affects the neck and the chest, and the diagnosis can be established by taking a skin scraping, then using like making a KOH mount to dissolve all that keratin, and then we are able to see something called the spaghetti and meatball appearance. And an important thing to know is that these are lipophilic fungi, so for culture we have to add an olive oil overlay. Okay, so we can remember it by this mnemonic, that spaghetti and meatball requires olive oil. Okay, and treatment of pitriasis is by ketoconazole or terbinafine, right? Next we talk about Tinea nigra, which is caused by Exophiala or Horte wernicke. Okay, it forms flat macules on palms and soles, and these are black or brown colored, hence called nigra. Nigra means dark. Okay, and they are commonly seen in fishermen. So if there is a question stem involving a fisherman with a black macule on the palm and the sole, okay, then that is probably talking about Tinea nigra. And if we again take a KOH mount, we can see brown hyphal and yeast forms. Okay, and treatment is by using topical imidazoles, again like ketoconazole, etc. Then we come to the most important disease in superficial skin infections, which is dermatophytosis. The characteristic feature is the fact that they use keratin as a nutrient source, so they'll grow in areas which contain keratin. Okay, so now these dermatophytes are of three types: trichophyton, epidermophyton and microsporum. Okay, all the three affect the skin because the skin has a lot of keratin. Okay, then trichophyton contains the name contains the word tri in it. Tri means three, so it affects one, the skin, two, the hair, and three, the nails. Okay, then microsporum affects the skin and the hair, it does not affect the nails. So to remember this, we look at the mnemonic, that M and N don't go together in this case. Okay, so microsporum does not infect the nails, whereas epidermophyton infects the nails along with skin but does not infect hair. So trichophyton infects all three, epidermophyton affects skin and nails, microsporum affects skin and hair but not nails. M does not go with N. Now, based on the reservoir, again, they are of three types. We have anthropophilic, zoophilic, and geophilic. Anthropophilic examples are Tinea rubra, I'm sorry, Trichophyton rubrum, tonsurans, Schönlein violation, blah blah blah. Okay, zoophilic are mentagrophytes, okay, and Canis, etc. And Tinea mentagrophytes is zoophilic, whereas mentagrophytes interdigitate is anthropophilic. And if you look at geophilic examples, then they are Agiloe or Gypsum. Okay, so the names are very suggestive of their reservoir. And then based on the sites which are infected, we can have different types of tinea. For example, if the head is infected, it is called tinea capitis. Okay, then we can have, if the body is affected, it is called tinea corporis. Okay, and if the beard is affected, it is called tinea barbi. If the feet are infected, it is tinea pedis. If the nails are infected, it is called tinea unguium. And we also have something called favus and chirion, right? Now, Tinea capitis has a few types. Okay, so the first one is favus. Now, favus is characterized by the presence of a scutellum, which is an encrusted cup-shaped, lesion around the hair shaft. It is caused by Tinea Schönlein. Okay, so the mnemonic is Shaun the Sheep was my favorite TV show, right? So, Shaun. The sheep stands for Schönlein and favorite is for favus. Okay, next is chirion. So chirion is characterized by an inflamed, tender, boggy swelling. Okay, the word boggy is important here, and it is very painful. Okay, and it is caused by Tinea tonsurans. Okay, so chirion sounds like Tyrion Lannister from the Game of Thrones, and T for T. So Chirion, Tyrion, and tonsurans. Okay, then we come to something called the endothrix infection. Now, endo means inside, so this affects the inside of the hair. Okay, and it is caused by Tinea tonsurans and violation. Okay, so the mnemonic is the TVs are kept inside the houses. Okay, TV here stands for tonsurans and violation, and inside means endothrix. Similarly, we have ectothrix. Okay, and ectothrix is caused by Tinea mentagrophytes, then Microsporum Canis, and Odone. Okay, so the mnemonic here is that we see a man who's driving outside on the road in his Audi, and he has a dog sitting next to him. Okay, so outside means ectothrix, man is mentagrophytes, okay, dog is Canis, and what else? Odoni is for Audi is for Odoni. Okay, also endothrix is called black dot, whereas ectothrix is called gray patch. Okay, so overall we have four manifestations. We have black dot or endothrix, gray dot or ectothrix, we have chirion and favus. Okay, chirion was the boggy swelling, favus was the one which had a scutula, and there is a dense crust on the scalp. Okay, ectothrix is the gray patch, and endothrix is the black dot. Endothrix was because of TV, ectothrix was because of man, dog, and Audi. Okay, chirion was because of tonsurans, and favus was because of Schönlein. Coming to the diagnosis, again, we take the relevant sample, skin, hair, or a nail. Then we make a KOH mount and we are able to see hyaline septate molds, and since they are septate, we can also see arthrospores. Okay, and then we can culture it on SDA and we can perform an LPCB mount. Okay, now we know that like the dermatophytes belong to three classes: Trichophyton, Epidermophyton, and Microsporum. And now, how can we differentiate them? Now, first we look at the shape of the macroconidia. Okay, so in case of Microsporum, the macroconidia is spindle shaped. Okay, macrosporum is spindle shaped. So microsporum contains the letters SP, which stand for spindle shaped. Okay, that done, we next come to
epidermophyton. Okay, epidermophyton is club shaped. Okay, epidermophyton is club shaped, whereas trichophyton is pencil shaped. How can we remember this? We have those triangular pencils, right? So that is the mnemonic. Triangular pencils means trichophyton, which has a pencil shaped macroconidia, and of course epidermophyton will then be club shaped, right? Then the next thing that we have to remember is that trichophyton has very very few macroconidia. Okay, it has very few macroconidia. So even though it has the word tri in it, which means three, which is more, okay, yet the number of macroconidia in it are few. Okay, and finally coming to the microconidia. Okay, so epidermophyton has no microconidia. Okay, you can only see club shaped macroconidia. There are no microconidia, whereas in the others microconidia are present. Okay, so if we were to look at an LPCB mount, okay, in case of trichophyton we can see many microconidia, but just a single macroconidia. In microsporum we can see both macro as well as micro, and the macro is spindle shaped, whereas in epidermophyton we can only see a club shaped macroconidia with no microconidia. Okay, then we can perform the hair perforation test, which is positive for mentagrophytes and for canis. Okay, and then treatment is by using etroconazole or terbinafine. And that brings us to the end of superficial mycosis. So now we talk about subcutaneous mycosis, and we begin with sporotrichosis, which is also called Rose Gardner's disease. The causative organism is Sporotrichs schenkii. Okay, it is endemic to the sub-Himalayan belt. Okay, commonly seen in gardeners, hence the name Rose Gardner's disease. Okay, and the mode of infection is by traumatic inoculation. Okay, and following that, within a few weeks to months, nodulo ulcerative lesions form along the lymphatic channels. Okay, and diagnosis can be established by taking a skin biopsy and staining it with HE stain. Okay, which is the preferred stain in this case. And what we see is in the slide is something called the Splendor Hopeli phenomenon. Okay, so these are eosinophilic radiating spicules, and this entire structure is referred to as an asteroid body. Okay, and since this is a dimorphic fungus, we can culture it at two different temperatures. Okay, initially we culture it at room temperature, we see mold, okay, and then we increase the temperature to 37 and we see conversion to yeast. So this is called the yeast conversion test, and this is positive for dimorphic fungus. The treatment is itraconazole. Okay, and this treatment has to be continued for 2 to 3 months even after the lesions resolve. Okay, next we talk about mycetoma. So again, the mode of infection in mycetoma is same. It is caused by traumatic implantation of the bacilli or of the fungus. And within a few weeks to months, there is a chronic granulomatous disease with a swelling, okay, with sinuses that discharge sulfur granules. Okay, so there is a triad of swelling, sinus and sulfur granules. And so now mycetoma is of two types. It can either be caused by bacteria or by fungi. Okay, so bacterial one is called actinomycetoma and the fungal one is called eumycetoma. Actinomycetoma is caused by aerobic actinomycetes, whereas eumycetoma is caused by certain molds. Okay, actinomycetoma, these actinomycetes are gram-positive bacilli which are filamentous and branched. Okay, and examples include Nocardia, Streptomyces, Actinomedura. Okay, and they produce certain granules, okay, which are white to yellow, just like the pus that these bacteria form. Okay, and the exception to this is Actinomedura pellitteri that gives forms pink granules. So pellitteri forms pink granules.
Whereas eumycetoma is of two types, is caused by two types of molds. We have pheoid molds, which are black molds, and we have hyaline molds, which are white molds. Okay, pheoid molds include examples like Madurella and Exophiala. Okay, whereas hyaline molds are Aspergillus, Fusarium, Pseudoalericia, Acrimonium. Okay, and these will form white granules, whereas the pheoid ones give rise to brown granules. Okay, and actinomycetoma, which is a bacterial one, is more common in the world as well as in India. Okay, and the most common cause of actinomycetoma is Actinomedura meduri, okay, in India. So while eumycetoma is less common overall, and the most common cause of eumycetoma is Madurella. Okay, so both the most common causes have the word Madura in their name. Okay, so Actinomedura and Madurella. Then what do we see in actinomycetoma? There are multiple sinuses, okay, with a lot of inflammation and purulent discharge. Okay, and in eumycetoma, there are fewer sinuses, lesser inflammation, and the discharge is serosanguinous. So we know that bacteria form pus. So purulent discharge is in actinomycetoma. In eumycetoma, it is serosanguinous. But actinomycetoma, contrary to our assumption, will have a better response because we can use antibiotics, whereas eumycetoma often requires amputation. So that has a worse prognosis. And how can we establish a diagnosis? We can collect these granules, okay, by squeezing the sinus. We collect these granules, we crush them and observe them on the slide, okay, and we perform both a Gram stain for actinomycetoma and a GMS stain for eumycetoma, and then we culture them on both a blood agar as well as SDA. For treating actinomycetoma, we can use TMP-SMX or ceftriaxone or amikacin, okay, and we have to continue it for at least 6 months to 1 year. Whereas for treatment of eumycetoma, we use parenteral because this is more severe, so we have to use a parenteral drug, and that too for a longer period of about 2 years, and we also have to surgically debride the necrotic tissue. Okay, then the third disease which we'll talk about is chromoblastomycosis. And so now talking about chromoblastomycosis, it is caused by pheoid molds, which are pigmented molds. Examples include Phyllophora, Cladophyllophora, Rhinocladiella, Fonsacea. Okay, mode of infection is again traumatic inoculation, and it causes cauliflower-like or ulcerative skin lesions. Okay, and the characteristic finding on biopsy on performing the GMS stain is the presence of medulla bodies or copper penny bodies, also called sclerotic bodies. Okay, and for treatment, we can perform a wide surgical excision, we can perform a chemotherapy or laser cryotherapy. Okay, so yeah, so surgery is like the mainstay along with chemotherapy using azoles. So that's about it for subcutaneous mycosis.